He was an entrepreneur, a jack of all trades, a promoter, especially of himself, and a man whose vocal skills earned him renown. Professor David S. Ritchie of Ellora was undoubtedly one of the community's most colorful characters. Ritchie was born in Cornhill, Aberdeenshire, Scotland, in 1842. His family emigrated to Canada in 1846 and settled in Ellora, where his father found employment as a teamster and a watchman. David and his brother John were among the first children to attend the Ellora Public School. Young Ritchie apprenticed with his uncle James Jerry to learn the trade of shoemaking, one of the many occupations he would have in his lifetime. In 1866, he took a military turn and joined the Ellora Volunteer Rifle Company so he could go and fight the invading Fenians. Ritchie never saw any battlefield action, but as one of the sergeants in the Ellora Company, he was able to put his stentorian voice to good use. After the Fenian scare faded, Ritchie spent the next few years wandering from one place to another. He lived in Newmarket for a while, then went to Hamilton, where he worked as a railwayman. His next stop was Toronto, where he trained to be a police constable. He didn't move back to Ellora until the summer of 1873. As he settled back into his old hometown, Ritchie went to work selling portraits and landscape photographs. He was successful enough at it that he became the exclusive agent for Thomas Conan, a leading Ellora citizen who had gained renown as a photographer and inventor. In the spring of 1874, Ritchie was appointed Ellora's town crier. In an era before mass communication and when there was still a high rate of illiteracy, the town crier's job was to publicly make important announcements. He drew a crowd by ringing a bell and shouting, "Oh yes," a word that meant, "Hear ye," which dated back to medieval England. Ritchie had the vocal cords for the job. Ritchie was also made Ellora's official bill poster, which meant that only he could legally post bills, notices, in public places. The first one he posted was a promotion for himself, Professor Ritchie B.P. begs to announce to the citizens of Ellora and neighborhood that he has been appointed by the Municipal Council of Ellora to the position of bill poster and town crier, and that he will be prepared at all times to execute any orders entrusted to him at reasonable rates and with promptitude and dispatch. Orders may be left at any of the printing offices and at Mr. Robert Mitchell's harness shop and will be at once attended to. Professor Ritchie is sole agent for Conan's celebrated stereographic views of Ellora and Grand River scenery, which he will continue to supply at most moderate prices. God save the Queen. Ritchie wasn't Ellora's first town crier, but he handled the job with his own brand of flair. He also earned fame as the first uniformed bill poster in America. In 1881, Ritchie married Margaret Moore. The couple would have two children, a daughter who died in infancy and a son who died while still just a young man. The following year, Ritchie became the manager and caretaker of Ellora's Armory Hall. This was an important position because the Armory Hall was the community's entertainment center. Professor Ritchie had the responsibility of booking the actors, singers, musicians, comedians, lecturers, and other touring show people local residents would pay to see. The show could be anything from a comedy review full of slapstick routines to a Shakespearean tragedy. Minstrel shows, which had their origin in the American South, were a lowbrow form of entertainment that would not be acceptable today but were popular in Ritchie's time. At the other end of the spectrum were symphony orchestra concerts. Ritchie booked them all into the Armory Hall. A ticket to a minstrel show cost only 10 cents, while admission to the more sophisticated classical music concert would set a patron back as much as 50 cents. Sometimes Ritchie himself provided the entertainment on stage. He was a raconteur who would be called a stand-up comedian today. He was also a lecturer who especially liked to talk to audiences on the topics of women, love and courtship. His lecture titled, Elucidations and Delineations of Female Character, sold out at the Armory Hall and was so popular he did a tour of nearby communities with it. It received rave reviews in the local press. Ritchie was the man who, in 1906, first brought motion pictures to Ellora. He also owned a flat-bottomed boat which he used in the summer to give tours of the Grand River to visitors in Ellora. In addition to all of his other enterprises, Ritchie became a Wellington County auctioneer, finding yet another way to put his exceptional voice to advantage. Professor Ritchie left Ellora for a few years. He was the town crier in Owen Sound for a while. Then he joined an American touring company called The Little World. However, he eventually returned to Alora and his positions as town crier and manager of the Armory Hall. The professor was a local celebrity and the Alora Lightning Express reported on his activities, often with a humorous touch. Richie dons new and stylish costume, the newspaper's editor said of his town crier's uniform. On an occasion when he fell through the ice on the river and nearly drowned, the paper covered every detail of the story. In his final months, Richie suffered from inflammatory rheumatism. He died on May 8, 1909, just months after the death of his son David.